Now, coming up on Thursday, May 10th this year at the Carlu, it's the Dare Arts Leadership Awards. And every year they give out the Dare Arts Cultural Award to someone who has empowered and changed the lives of youth. And this year, a very worthy recipient, Carl Subban. Well known, of course, for being the ultimate hockey dad with three boys, Malcolm, Jordan, and PK, all drafted into the NHL. Author of last year's best-selling memoir, How We Did It, The Subban Plan for Success in Hockey, School, and Life. But the biggest thing is that for about 30 years, Carl was an educator in the Toronto District School Board, offering incredible positive change in some of the toughest schools in our district. And Carl Subban joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, and thanks to you both for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in. First off, congratulations on this year's award.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it. It's, you know, I'm getting the award because I've worked with so many people who have worked with children. I've done a lot of great things, including the Dear Arts program, which I had at Brookview Middle School. So if helping people is bringing attention to myself, well, bring it on.
So be it.
I'm open to it.
You're ready for it.
That's great.
Let me ask you, in your 30 years as in working in the education field, what did you find was the biggest change from the beginning to the end with kids?
With kids.
Was there a difference?
I didn't find a difference because children, whether they're in your home or are in the school, they want to feel like they belong.
Mm-hmm.
They want to contribute. They want to do something positive. You know, and also they want to... they want to learn about themselves, and they want to find about who they are. But we know sometimes life makes that really makes it impossible almost. And so that's what I found, that majority of the children I worked with wanted to learn, wanted to achieve, but there are barriers that gets in the way of them learning and achieving. And that is the reason why the school board and schools, we engaged aspects of our community, like the Dear Arts program, to help us to engage children.
Mm-hmm. And don't you think it starts with love? And a lot of kids don't get that.
Wow. You know, I remember doing a presentation in Kitchener, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And after the presentation, this little girl got up. She must have been about grade 3 or 4.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the mic was just too tall for her. And they couldn't, you know what I mean? And, she asked me a question that really bothered me for 2 weeks. Mr. Subban, why do you love children so much?
Mm.
And I couldn't answer it. And it took me about 2 or 3 weeks before I came up with the answer.
Mm.
And the answer is, love is the most important thing I can give you.
Right.
Of all the things I can give you, love is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what stays in them and stays with them and gives them the strength to deal with adversity.
And feel that they're worthy.
And to feel that they're worthy.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, it's when a teacher uses skill and love to create that masterpiece, you know.
Yes,
That's it. That's true. It's skill and love creates, that's what a good teacher should be, skilled, and a good teacher should be loving.
Yeah.
Exactly. A good parent should be skilled, and a good parent should be loving.
Mm-hmm.
A good coach should be skilled, and a good coach should be loving, because you might be a skilled teacher, a skilled parent, a skilled coach, but when that love is missing, you know, it's very difficult to create that masterpiece.
And the love gives kids a chance.
It gives them a chance, and you know what? It's through that emotional, that emotional thing that you connect with them. It doesn't matter how good your lesson plan is as a teacher. You know, if you don't have that emotional connection, it's very difficult for you to make that lesson plan work.
Of course.
And in turn, which will make children work.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? And there's a saying in education that, and it's only when children care, it's only when they know you care about them that they care about what you want them to do.
Because
that they care about what you want, that about what you're saying to them.
Yes,
I would think going along with it, with love, as we were saying, building up trust with children is another key essential thing.
Yeah, you know, whether it's trust, And also, kids want to know that you're there for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
That yeah. you're there for them. Yes. And, you know, I have my little granddaughter now. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was away for about 15 days on vacation. And I came back and she's like, she was really upset at grandpa.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And I found it with my other, you know, and each grandchild is different.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, kids want to know that you're there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they trust that you're going to be there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's when you're not there for them. And so so that's why I make this point to parents and to my educational colleagues about time with their children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Time with them stays in them and stays with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, other than love, that's so important.
Sure.
Because how can you influence them if you're not spending time with them?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How can you get to know them if you're not spending time with them?
Yeah.
And trust has to be earned.
Oh, it's you know, it trust is developed, and it's a process too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just one event.
Oh,
okay?
Gosh, no.
It's whether it's my children or other people's children I'm working with, you know, unless that trust is there, unless they know that they can count on you, well, they're not going to be there for you. And it's a process. It's not an event. But if children don't have trust in you or they can't trust you, well, you know, it's like pouring water in a paper bag. Guess what?
Yeah.
That's what happens to the relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, and obviously, I mean, you know, you've taken those examples not only in the education field, but in your personal life too. I mean, you have three kids drafted into the NHL.
Yeah, and we have five altogether with the two girls who have done well for themselves, but the three boys have given us a lot of attention, but it's like, you know, we gave them something they love to do.
Mm-hmm.
We gave them something that gave them a dream.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why we, as an educator, as a leader in a school, I love programs like the Dear Arts.
Yes.
Because some of our children have not found that thing that they love to do.
That's yes. it.
It's yeah. true. And it's when they find that thing they love to do, then, you know, through that, they'll have a dream. And we talk about potential. When you think about helping children to unlock their potential, I really believe it starts with a dream. Like PK had a dream.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I want every boy and girl in every school to have a dream.
Yes.
And that's where it starts to unlock their potential. And then I always say, if you know, PK had a dream to be an NHL hockey player,
mm-hmm.
but he had to believe that he had what it takes.
Right.
You know, that he had the skills in him.
Mm-hmm.
He had all these things in him that he could use to which would lead him to fulfilling that dream.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the same thing in schools. We want program that will give children an opportunity to dream, but also I call it also allowing them to believe in their potential.
Exactly.
Potential is like a suitcase that has all their skills and abilities. And yeah. you need something to unlock it. So it was hockey for PK and my two other boys, basketball for, and art from mm-hmm. one of my daughters, a visual artist.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm.
And so we want children to have a dream, believe in their potential, and then make it actionable. And this is where the adults come in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be that bridge between their dreams and the belief that they need to have in their potential
mm-hmm.
and then make it actionable, making yeah. it actionable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You are an incredibly worthy recipient
yes.
of the cultural award this year. I congratulate you. But before you go, I have to ask you one question.
Yes.
Because speaking of potential.
Yes.
The potential is there
mm-hmm.
for PK and the Nashville Predators to take on Malcolm and the Las Vegas Knights in the playoffs. Where are your loyalties going to lie?
I know. You know what I say to young people and to parents? It all started with a dream, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we couldn't have scripted it. But, you know, when a young person, whether it's my child or children or other people's children, have found that thing they love to do, I'm very happy.
Yes.
The happiest part of my, if they're playing against each other in the Western Finals, I don't know if they will, I'll be so happy because there is PK doing what he loves to do,
mm-hmm.
and there's Malcolm doing what he loves to do. The score on the scoreboard, won't mean as much to me as it will to the Leaf fans tonight.
That's for sure.
All right? All go right. Leafs, go.
That's it.
This city could use some more good news right now, right?
No kidding.
Go Leafs, go. Go Raptors, go. Go Jays, go. And go Dear Hearts, go.
That's it, exactly.
Perfect.
Carl, thank you so much for dropping in today and talking to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Been appreciate speaking to Carl Subban, educator, hockey dad, author. He is the winner of this year's 2018 Dare Arts Cultural Award at the Dare Arts Leadership Awards Gala on Thursday, May 10th, 2018 at the Carloo. You'll want to get tickets for this, and you can get them by calling 905-729-0097, or you can order online at darearts.com.